Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 191. What it means to glory in the cross. What does it mean to glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ? As the Apostle says in Galatians 6, verse 14, God forbid that I should glory, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. To glory in something is to revel in it, to be absorbed in it, to think of it day and night, to live for it. We do that all the time when we glory in our speedboat, or in our wardrobe, or in our palace-like house, or even in our garden, or in our special abilities that make people envy us. How can we learn to glory in the cross? To glory in earthly things is idolatry, and the end is boredom. To glory in the cross of Christ would be a delightful experience if one knew how to do it. But what does the cross mean to us? Christ suffered for us, but soldiers on the battlefield are also suffering. Some of them lie in agony, wounded, for longer times than Jesus suffered on his cross. What is so special about the suffering of Jesus? When Paul gloried in the cross, the world itself was crucified to him and he was dead to its alluring temptations. The cross of Christ had done something for him and to him. The love agape demonstrated there impacted him so deeply that henceforth he was constrained to devote himself to the cause and mission of Christ. He was crucified with Christ. It wasn't because Paul was a superhero. He was a sinner by nature as much as any of us. He said he was less than the least of all saints sinners. What the apostle saw we can see today. The death that Jesus died on his cross was not the ordinary death we know. He died as a condeath, which meant under the curse of God, the horror of the endless darkness of hell. And Christ suffered it for every human soul on earth. Let the solemn truth stretch your mind and enlarge your heart as David prays, so you can comprehend its vast dimensions.